Thank you, Evan. And you. Now let's hear a little bit about the airplane. And Steve is our local expert. I asked him just before he came out and said, how many of these things were built? And he gave me down to the exact number. And I said, you pass. I said, so if you guys got any questions afterwards, this is the guy, but I'm going to turn it over to him right now so he can give you some of the specifics about this particular airplane. And Steve, you got it.
Thank you, Ed. Grumman built 12,275 Hellcats during World War II. 11,000 of those were built in 2 years, all at the Bethpage factory. They didn't farm them out. Unfortunately, today, this is only the sixth airworthy Hellcat in the world. The reason for that is by the end of the war, they were becoming obsolete. A lot of them became drones and then got shot down by our own fires. So it's very exceptional to have a Hellcat here today, and it's great to have another one flying in our country. When we met Evan and Ron about the airplane, like Evan said, the priority was to get the airplane done so that Don could see it. So right from the get-go, there was a fire lit underneath us to get the airplane finished and over to Nebraska for Don to see it. And the second part of the criteria that Evan wanted was it would be an airplane that he was going to fly 80 to 100 hours a year. And for a warbird, that's a lot of flying. You know, typically a lot of these airplanes out here only fly maybe 10 or 15 hours. So for an airplane to fly that much, we knew we had to make an airplane that was reliable, mechanically easy to work on. And that's where we started when we went down the list. What are the systems of it? Fuel, oil, replace all that hydraulic systems. The engine went got overhauled. It's got the original R2800-10W, and that's got a large two-stage, two-speed supercharger, which you don't see on radial airplanes nowadays much. It's a lot of maintenance.
Horsepower?
2,000 horsepower.
Okay.
And the airplane's got a very unique and distinct whine and howl, which you may have heard in that video, and that's the intercooler setup and the supercharger of the airplane. As a pilot, there's some procedures you have to do to keep the blower operational. So it's a very unique airplane in the sense that that is all original. And the other thing that Evan had said, well, it was great working with Evan. Make a phone call and, hey, Evan, what do you think about this? And, well, Steve, you know, whatever you think, I'm happy with. So the feedback was, you know, back and forth. We were kind of running around. But it's so easy to work with Evan on the project. And we were able to really make the cockpit authentic and the paint scheme authentic to Don. And anytime we had questions about something, and ask Evan, who would then call Don and make sure that he signed off on it so that we didn't get the BS flag raised on us while we were sitting here.
Stop for a second, Steve. If Don will hold up that little piece of paper there. I gave that to him before it came out here. And he doesn't curse, but I wanted him to be able to critique these guys. So I said, this is the BS flag. This is the, okay, you don't agree with what these guys have to say. So if he waves that flag, that means something these guys say he disagrees with, and he'll tell you. Because these two guys here combined have probably got maybe 30 hours in the airplane, and that guy at the end has got over 500 hours, 200 carrier landings. So he is the real expert down there. So I just wanted everybody to know that if you see the flag, I'm probably going to call on him, and he's going to, let him know what's going on. So go ahead, Steve.
You got a lot of practice in the back room. Yeah, no pressure, right. So it was a really unique opportunity. Very seldomly do you have a chance as an aircraft restoration company to restore an airplane for a veteran like this. It was such a unique opportunity. And it took about 2.5 years until the airplane, from the time we really started going on it until it was up and going. The restoration process is lengthy. Every airplane is different. In the case of this, the airplane had not flown in over 40 years. The fuel tanks were the original fuel tanks with a self-sealing gelatin around them, and they had not had fuel in them, so the interior cracked up and dried out, so all the fuel tanks had to come out of the airplane. And the Hellcat is kind of built like a layer cake, there's hydraulics and wiring on top of all of that, so everything got gutted to get the fuel tanks out, and we kind of went at it that way. Throughout the process, the Hellcat... The blueprints for the airplane are only about 80% complete. Unfortunately, a lot of things had disappeared off the airplane through the years, so we were left to kind of look at some other Hellcats as a blueprint, look at the physical blueprints to come up with some of the bits that we needed. And the restoration community too. It's not an island. There's so many companies out there. Everybody helps each other out, and you know, AirCorps does the library bit, and then we had a lot of help from multiple companies in Idaho. It's really a team effort to do this, and it was great that we were able to get all these teams together. To get the product finished quickly.
And you tried to build it as much stock as you could, basically.
Correct.
No major modifications anywhere.
No major modifications. I was really happy with the fact that you could open up the pilot's manual to the airplane and sit in the airplane and everything's where it should be. A lot of the airplanes today are modified to where the pilot's manual doesn't have much to do with the airplane you're flying. So this airplane is authentic to where you can open up the pilot's manual and go fly the airplane. I watch a YouTube video on how to fly the Hellcat, and it's the same thing as this airplane. Mm-hmm. So, as we started getting the airplane together, we really didn't run into many problems outside of just the time that it takes to source stuff out. We had a couple engine issues off the bat, which curtailed us for a couple of months chasing that, and that's a lot of fun too. Once you get out of the nuts and bolts, you do gear swings, make sure the systems work. And then you start flying the aircraft, and if you have issues, you get into like a diagnosis type of state. And there's, there's no check engine light that comes on, unfortunately, and no OBS to plug in. So we rigged several gauges to figure out what was going on, located our issue, and got that remedied. And like Evan said, in March, we were able to dodge some weather and get everybody's schedules together to where we could meet up with Don out in Beatrice.
How about gross weight? Max gross weight?
Gross weight's around 13,000 pounds. Okay. The way the airplane sits now, gross weight for it at the moment would be around 11,000 pounds.
And how about speed?
The Hellcat, surprisingly, is going to raise some eyebrows. It's got the fastest published red line speed of an American airplane during World War II, and that's 430 knots. And again, knots being the indicator there. The Mustang's 505 miles an hour. I think you would be hard-pressed to get a Hellcat to 430 knots. But nonetheless, the red line speed is put there based on the engineering and the way the aircraft is built. And I'm sure you've all heard about the Grumman Ironworks. When you see this airplane up close afterwards, you'll really see that it's built incredibly strong.
Armored cockpit too, right?
Armored cockpit. This is a Dash 5 Hellcat, so there were a few improvements that Grumman made over the Dash 3. The ailerons have a spring tab, which made the ailerons quite a bit lighter, more maneuverable. Grumman went, and you see this overall, it was a glossy sea blue finish. They were looking at drag reduction, and they determined that the tricolor flat paint had an element of parasite drag associated with that. So they went to this overall gloss sea blue. They had water injection on the Dash 5 Hellcat. They had more armament. They could have rockets on the bottom of the wings, external stores. It holds 250 gallons internal fuel. So it really is an impressive airplane. And again, the fact that they built nearly 13,000 of them, but there's only six airworthy today, it's great to see another one in the sky.
How about coming over the ramp, approach speed? These things are carrier-based.
Carrier-based. The airplane stalls at around 70 knots. Okay. And that's the ailerons are extremely effective all the way down to the stall. They don't get real loose, don't get sloppy. So final approach, 80 knots, 75 knots. And he's the guy to talk to about the carrier landings, obviously. And
how about, I know you've flown a variety of warbirds. Easiest, hardest, is this an easy airplane to fly compared to other warbirds out there?
The Hellcat is an easy airplane to fly, and that's another attribute that Grumman, they did an incredible job. They were trying to design an airplane that a 200-hour pilot could go, fly off of an aircraft carrier, land safely, and go head-to-head. The Zero was the predominant foe that the Hellcat was designed to combat. And the airplane's got a unique system with the flaps. They're electro-hydraulic. For such a big airplane, you wouldn't think that it can turn very tight, but it can turn exceptionally tight, and the flaps are part of that reason. They deploy based on your speed. So as the airplane slows down, if the electric switch is down, the flaps will actually start extending automatically based on like a combat maneuvering flap. So the tighter you turn, the slower you go, the more the flaps deploy, and it can really turn on a dime. It's very maneuverable. And against the Zero, it's well armored. It's got 650 caliber machine guns, 400 rounds of ammunition each. So it is heavily armored in that sense. And really, it won the Pacific War for the U.S.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll open it up to our specific questions later. But you're a wealth of information. Thank you. I appreciate it greatly. And you didn't get the flag.
I didn't get the flag. That's the bonus right there.
The real good news. He didn't.